And the thing that you might eat scrambled for breakfast is an
egg.
And if you had an egg made out of the other stuff, you would call it a
China egg.
Thank you very much.
Okay. How do you know they'd make them lay eggs?
Because it says so here.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. I thought
it was No, some people call them nest eggs. Some people call them false eggs. Some people use doorknobs.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
They do. Okay, we already talked about the pails and the buckets, but we didn't talk about what you might put the stuff in that you're going to feed to the pigs.
Slop bucket.
Okay. What do you use to fry eggs in?
A skillet, or what kind of oil do I use?
No, the skillet.
Oh, I'm sorry. A frying pan?
Is it the same thing?
A skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, even though I refer to my Teflon as a frying pan and my... I have a black skillet.
Made of?
Iron.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one that had three legs on it?
Yes. A pot, too, had three legs on it. A pot and a skillet. Ever seen a pot with three legs?
I don't know that I ever have, personally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, if it's a skillet, would you still call it a skillet?
Yes, I think so, because I've never heard another term for it.
Did you ever hear of a spider?
No.
Okay. Why would it have the legs on it?
So that it would be directly on the heat.
Oh, okay.
I suppose.
Any special name for the pot that has legs?
I've heard some of them call them a lye pot. So they used to mix lye and make soap in it. Or washing pot.
Mm-hmm.
Those big pots. Big black pots.
Where would they be?
A lot of times you found, where would they be?
Mm-hmm.
They're in all sizes. My grandmother had one to, she used to, wash clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
And she had one that she used to use for cooking, you know, really
mm-hmm.
over the stove, small ones.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose they hung them, too, over in chimneys, in fireplaces, mm-hmm. to, you know.
What about the stuff that you would boil the water with, not stuff?
Kettle.
Yes, okay, for tea, right?
Tea kettle.
Okay. What about a container that you would plant flowers in?
What do you want to know? Clay pot?
Pardon?
Well, it depends on what kind of plant I'm planting. A clay pot, I might use.
All right. Suppose it's cut flowers.
Vase.
Okay, good enough. Any other terms for these containers?
Bud vase, vase, flower pot.
Flower pot is for
planting. I might put a plant in a flower pot, see. I might plant it into a flower pot instead of a clay pot.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Well, a clay pot is just plant a clay pot. A flower pot might have a little style or decor to it.
Oh. Okay. And the eating utensils that you put at the plate are?
Knives, forks, spoons.
Mm-hmm. And if you had one of the first thing, you would have one?
Salad fork.
The first thing you named?
Fork, knife, spoon.
Okay, get them all. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, I've got to go and?
Wash the dishes.
Okay. After you wash them, in order to get the soap off, you?
Rinse them.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you might use?
Dish rag.
All right. And the thing you use to dry them with is?
Dish rag.
You wash them
dish with? Dish towel. But I'm going to say dish rag. Get the dish rag out of the drawer.
Okay. And the
dish rag, dish towel.
Small square of terry cloth that you wash your face with?
That's a bath rag.
All right.
Washcloth.
Both?
It's a washcloth if I'm not in the bathtub. When I get in the bathtub, it quickly becomes a bath rag.
Okay. And the thing you dry yourself off with?
It's a towel.
If you're turning on the water at the kitchen sink, what do you turn on?
Tap.
All right.
Hot or cold.
If you're out in the yard turning on the water?
The faucet.
Okay. And if it's a barrel and you're turning something, what's that?
I'm sorry?
A barrel or a keg of beer and you're turning something to get it out?